Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Man, Tony Wiggins. Tony's like, what did I get myself into? What is this? What is this nonsense?
No, I love this going on, y'all. I'm talking about the stuff I like doing.
There you go.
I love this, man.
There you go. Yeah. This is Tony Wiggins, host of the Locked On Jaguars podcast, Tone, and we've been spending a good deal of time this morning trying to figure out exactly what the Jacksonville Jaguars are. We think their defense is really good. Not really sure about their offense. You watch them very, very closely. What are the Jaguars?
You know what? That's yet to be determined. But what I do believe is they are resilient and they have grit. And, you know, sometimes when you're a gritty team that's not very good or not very talented, you end up 9-8. And then sometimes when you're a very talented team that doesn't have any grit, you end up 9-8. So I think they're on the good side of it. I think they're getting each and every moment out of these dudes. They're learning how to play with each other. And I'm very optimistic right now because it's the Rams philosophy. It's the Minnesota Vikings philosophy on offense. And Anthony Campanile on defense has been great. And that's what Green Bay is running right now. That's where he came from. And he coached under Vic Fangio a couple of years ago at Miami. So I think the Jaguars are in a good spot moving forward.
That defense, specifically that front line, that defensive line, they nasty. They get after the quarterback. They stop the run, too. Yeah. Trayvon Walker, obviously, is the stud there. Is that what the foundation of the Jags are right now until they kind of figure out some of the things they want to do on the offensive end, what they have on the offensive end? Are they going to lean on that defense heavy?
Yeah, that's a real good question. And the answer is, in 2017, when they went to the NFC Championship game, that's when they had Saxonville. And Blake Bortles was the quarterback. And they were ahead in the fourth quarter against New England and Tom Brady, and then they ended up losing that lead. But the thing is people always harken back to that, saying, if we just could play a little bit better on offense. And now you have Trevor Lawrence instead of Blake Bortles with the same type of defense that is very gritty. Guys get after it on all three levels. The second level and the first level has always been good to me. But now you go out and add Jordan Lewis to the third level, and he's a leader, and he brings that aspect. They play through the whistle like their feet are on fire. So right now they have one of the best defenses in the league. And if the offense has to catch up, I would depend on Travis Hunter and Brian Thomas Jr. continuing to get better, along with Trevor Lawrence growing with them. I'd rather be in that position than have the offense ahead and then the defense trying to catch up later in the year.
Right. Tony, what do you think about the philosophy or the way that the Jaguars are using Travis Hunter so far?
Yeah, what's crazy about that is I'm a big fan of Travis, Deion, and my boy Boog over at Young Money, so I don't want to step on no toes, right? But I always keep it 100. And one of the things that I've always said was, I don't know if y'all saw the viral clip when I asked a question at the press conference. I said, What if you break the huddle and it's on fourth down and Travis Hunter's at the wide receiver position and Travis Hunter's at corner and Trevor throws the ball? Who comes down with it? He goes Travis Hunter, right? Mm. So the thing, what I was really asking him was, how do you guard Nico Collins at a Pro Bowl level and then turn around and have to play wide receiver against Derek Stingley at a Pro Bowl level? That's what my thinking was when I asked him that question. So I don't know. Travis can do things that none of us can do. So I won't ever say he can't do it. I'm just going based on what pro athletes have always told us and what I've always juxtaposed with what they said is all of these reps count. Mm-hmm. The reps, the reps, the reps. The great players always talk about the reps, the reps, the reps. The great coaches who talk about the great players that they coach always say, not only was he the most talented, the reps, the reps, the reps. And then to think that a dude can split reps and still be great at both, I just, man, that the core of me finds that hard to believe.
Yeah, I feel you on that. And I'm a big believer in Travis. I think he's special. I think he's a freak of nature. It feels like I watched a lot of Colorado football. It feels like I never saw him get tired. Like, he was playing both sides the whole time, never got tired. Seen him so far, it doesn't feel like he's gotten tired in the times that he's been able to play on both sides so far this year. But when I really look at him, when you talk about the core of, like, who I think he is, I think he's a special cornerback. I think he's a good wide receiver, and he can be used in the right way. But I think he is a special cornerback, and that's where I would lean. If I can't play him 100% of the time, I'd make sure – he'd take 100% of the defensive snaps and then sprinkle them in on the offensive end.
Homie, you preaching to the choir. I swear, anybody that listens to Locked On Jaguars knows that I said this pre-draft and since this happened. So what happened was when you first came in, they were working more at wide receiver, right? And all the people that thought that I was crazy saying exactly what you said pre-draft, they were peacocking, man. It's like, nah. We told you. They gave up two first round picks for him. He's gonna be a wide receiver. Liam Cohen then basically comes out and says, oh no, we working a more at wide receiver because we need to, just like y'all know the game. It's hard when you're going to a new system as a wide receiver to figure out the chemistry. If it's about being the top cornerback, you were born that way. Right. 95% of that crap is something that none of us have any control of.
Right.
So you can do that.
In your sleep.
You can talk about a bad idea. Yeah. Right. And Liam Cohen basically said that's why he was spending more time at wide receiver than corner. So here's what I told Jared Bell this, and I think I told Mike Jones from The Athletic the other day at the press. In the press box. If they win, nobody will care about individual stats. Because if they win, he will make enough plays in big games. And I even predicted he was going to get a touchdown as a wide receiver and an interception this Sunday against San Francisco.
Whoa, settle down.
I know. I don't want nobody to hate me, but my thing is, I'm going to keep it real. But the thing is, it's almost going to be like Percy Harvin, Reggie Bush. Like, statistically, no, it didn't live up to all the hype. But go back to that Super Bowl when Seattle beat Denver. You can't take Percy Harvin out of that game.
Right.
It's going to be about big plays that matter in big moments to whether or not this all lives up to everything that everybody leaves. But it'll never go away because everybody will say, well, they gave up two first-round picks for him, and he doesn't do this and he doesn't do that. But what the Jaguars do is something else. They draft with James Gladstone. They draft very well late in the draft. Mm. Look at the contributions they're getting from guys in the third, fourth, and fifth, and sixth round that they adopted from the Rams system under Les Snead. So it's almost like you devalue the first-round pick as long as you get people that you know can give you the best that they can give you.
Speaking of living up to the hype, tell me about Trevor Lawrence. Because we are having a far too difficult time. We're ranging from he's a fine quarterback to he's a bad quarterback. Like, you cover this team in-depthly. What is Trevor Lawrence?
He's a kid that came into a horrible situation, and the level of what he was able to actually accomplish didn't match up to the hype that would have allowed people to look past his shortcomings. And I know that's a lot. I mean, what the hell are you talking about? My thing is this. People calling him the prince that was promised, and then they were going back to the movie with Denzel, with those kids, and the dude Sunshine. I mean, all of that stuff. He was the quarterback that beat Nick Saban as a true freshman. He only lost 3 games, and y'all know the NFL will make you tell the truth. And he had to almost turn out to be John Elway, or better, to live up to that hype. But what happened is reality set in, and this is the NFL, and if you go to more bad organizations ruin players than players ruin organizations. I agree with that. Like, look at Baker Mayfield as one. All day he says some BS I don't agree with today, but that's another story. But the thing is he has had almost a typhoon of bad situations in terms of coaching, organization, football operations, and now he finally gets it. So the only question is one, was he ever supposed to be as good as you thought he was? And you have to negotiate that. But then, okay, whatever he was supposed to be, hopefully they haven't broken him, right? Because of bad offensive lines and bad coordination and the front office not being in jive with the coaching staff. So you always wonder, you're like, okay, where is he? So I'm glad Liam Cohen and the crew decided to come in here and say, we're going to take it down to the studs. And that's why I think the way you do it is you build a team around him with those late draft picks. You infuse talent at the top of the draft with a guy like Travis Hunter, who is a top 4 pick in any draft for the last 20 years based on his resume, right? You look at what's here, you develop it. You look at Trayvon Walker. You don't measure him against Aiden Hutchinson in the statistics. You measure him against the fact that he's an absolute game wrecker on tape. And you start to evaluate this team. You infect it from the top. You build it from the middle. And then you take him and say, you don't have to be Superman. You just have to be Clark Kent 23 hours a day. And Superman won out. Because everything around you is set up for you to be successful. And now you get Ben Roethlisberger as opposed to getting Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady. And now you get that, but you get an organization that is set up to be competitive for 10 years and stop trying to make this kid live up to something that nobody ever said he was supposed to be in the first place. Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What you think about this game on Sunday, man? I think both defenses are going to kind of control this game. whether priority plays or not. Niners dealing with a lot of injuries in the wide receiver room. So I think that lends itself to kind of what the Niners game was last week with the Cardinals, man. A lot of defensive drives that end in
– Well, right on time, it looks like Brock Purdy's going to start. He has no injury status on this report, this latest injury report. So it looks like Brock Purdy is back under center against the Jaguars.
You're damn right. We need him.
Yeah. Well, I think that's true.
Right. But I think it's going to be relatively low scoring. Like, I don't think it's 9-6, but I think 20-16, I think the Niners are going to win. But how are you seeing this game playing out with the Jags and the 49ers on Sunday?
I think it's going to be close like that. But I do believe that this is more set up for them to overcome the scheme. Because sometimes with the 49ers, whether they got people hurt or not, you guys can get a running back off the street. He'll be a cab driver. He'll be an Uber driver last week, and he can get four yards of carry because the schematics of the whole deal. But my thing is I think the talent level at certain positions overcomes that. The injury report matters. But it can't matter to the Jaguars. They have to act like Nick Bosa is there. They have to act like George Kittle. All of those players don't have these designations. They have to go out and make sure that they don't allow that to affect how they play. If that's the case, I think the Jaguars are going to win. But I still do believe because of the way you guys coach and the way y'all play and the way you're able to plug and play with dudes that you know fit what you do out there, that it'll be close.
Yeah, I like that headphone art behind you. That's kind of fire.
That is.
I like that little joint you got behind you.
You're a barber, right? Like you got a whole little barbershop set up, right?
Nah, 34 years, dog. I retired. You know, Locked On allowed me because of the success of the network to get it in. And I do Locked On NFL and I do Locked On Jaguars, so you can catch us twice a day. But I had saved up a little bit from cutting hair for 34 years.
Yeah.
But I think the barbershop is really who we are.
Yeah.
So when I used to put that into the barbershop, now I take all of that and I put it in how I move and how, you know, we vibe right here on the show. And, you know, we the barbershop. We don't have to go to the barbershop to be the barbershop. We can be there every day.
Straight
no
up.
No doubt.
Straight
no
up.
Doubt. And we enjoyed sitting back and talking with you. I think we're going to have to do it again. We got a Week 9 matchup with the Raiders and Jaguars. We might have to talk a second time.
Yeah, man. Let's make it
happen. Come on, holler at me, man. You know, I'm here for you, bro.
You got it.
I love you. I love how y'all reached out to me, and I like the vibe.
No doubt. We appreciate you, Tony.
Appreciate you, bro.
Thank you, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.